All right. I am your Uncle Opie. I am a Mormon. I am on probation, and I am addicted to Robitussin, and I love y'all for real. Utah doesn't exist. We are back every Monday night. I usually have my camera lady here, Tawny Eastman, E-Picks by T-Boogie. This was kind of an impromptu last-minute interview. We just got back on the air, but we will be back to our regularly scheduled programming. I have with me tonight, as co-host, Sammy Automatic in the building. Make some motherfucking noise.
Yay, what up? What's happening, people?
Fuck yeah. It's a very special evening because we have a friend of... we have a family friend, I'll say. I know the man's father, and now I know him, and they're both the shit. I love you to death. What's good? Everybody make some noise for Gage Caliber.
What's poppin', guys? How's everybody doing? I'm Gage Caliber.
Fuck yeah, brother. So I'm going to let Sammy take the lead on this interview, because that's why I'm off screen pretty much, so you guys can get your time to shine, so I can keep the audio
going
on here.
He is the narrator.
I'm the narrator. All right.
All right, so basically I'm just kind of just do a questionnaire on this, and you know, we've known each other for like a fat minute. I know that your dad is a rapper, correct?
Yes.
So what is his rap name, if you want to just label that?
Crooked Tooth.
Crooked Tooth.
Shout out Crooked Tooth.
Shout out Crooked Tooth.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully he watching on this live for real on this one.
Hell yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. Hi, Dad.
Yeah, that's what's up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and like, I see where the lineage is coming from, like when it comes to skills and when it comes to like, you know, the delivery on rapping and everything. And it's kind of funny. It's just like, now I recognize like a hint of like when I heard you rap or whatever. Now I kind of understand like where you're related to your dad.
You sure it isn't the face?
Well, it's true, but I'm just saying, like you can hear it in voice tone.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say that. You guys have kind of the same, like, infliction of the voice when
you
guys talk.
Yeah, infliction of the voice.
It's and dope, so, though. It's a good thing, I promise.
And so, yeah, it's a good, like, generational blessing type of thing. And so, all right, so what made you have the name of Gage Caliber? And is that with one R or two Rs?
That is with one R. Gage Caliber, GAUGECALIBER.
Yes.
Where I got the idea from is my middle name. My middle name is Gage, and when I was younger, when I told my dad that I wanted to rap, he kind of like showed me the ropes and shit, and then I came up with this little this little nickname for me. It was Little G.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was kind of funny. Like, you heard that, like, in like a couple of like waves of rap or whatever. There is always a little G.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Or like a baby or a little something or crazy or brazy or lazy.
Or a street name of a fucking stop sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of a boulevard, huh? Yeah. Boulevard
facts.
Sign.
Facts.
Okay, so on the next question, who are, like, besides your pops, of course, like, that's, like, one of your, like, huge influences and everything that got you into music, of course.
Hell
but
yeah.
Besides that, like, who is, like, your top 5 to top 10 rappers that, like, are your influences when it comes to your style of music and your style of delivery?
All right. That's a really good fucking question.
Hell yeah.
I've actually thought about that for years. So my top 5 that I go to would be Tech N9ne.
Nice.
He's number 5. Big L.
Shout out Tech N9ne. Shout out Big L.
Oh, shout out Tech N9ne. Shout out Big L.
Yes.
I
absolutely.
Like that. I like the selection.
Thank you. I would also say Hobson. He was one of those.
Hobson was huge, like, especially like around what? Around 2009, 2010?
Yeah, right around there.
For real. Like, when he like blew up on like those first albums, it was just like he just had like a whole new wave that like wasn't presented into hip hop, but it was at the same time.
It was like the spin-off version. Like, a lot of people would like to put him against like Eminem.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Hobson has come out many times and talked about that Eminem is one of his biggest
Influences.
Yeah, of course.
And his twist on it, though,
shout out to Hobson, by the way.
Was so fucking immaculate that it just really stood out from that genre.
Yeah.
Hobson was good, man. Like, everybody clowns on him now. Like, I've heard people say that if you listen to Hobson, you know hella Linkin Park lyrics.
No fucking way.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. But
no,
like,
way.
I swear to God, dude. And it cracks me up because I'm like, bro, everybody used to listen to Hobson. Shut the fuck up.
You know what I'm for real. Like,
you couldn't go anywhere without hearing their fucking pans in the kitchen. Seriously. You could not go anywhere.
Yeah, like, for real. And, like, it used to knock. Like, anything that was, like, a house party that was in, like, Ogden or in Salt Lake or whatever, they, like, listen to him. They listen to, like, Chris Calico albums. Yeah? They listen to, you know, like, a bunch of party music, you know. How many times did we listen to Carol Ballou?
Oh, yeah, bro.
You know, continuously before it became outdated in a sense or whatever in media sense.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And, like, honestly, when fucking COVID-19 hit and Hobson dropped COVID Mansion...
Yeah.
That shit exploded across the fucking globe.
COVID Mansion, that's kind of hard, actually.
Yeah, that COVID Mansion was really dope. I like that one. That was a really good
one. As soon as he did that, everybody else was like, oh, we can make COVID shit now.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. That just magically fucking appeared.
Well,
and everybody was like
before. All right. So I want to tell you this, like, even if we have to, like, look it up or Google it or anything like that. So there was, like, a COVID-19 song or a COVID-19 sample before COVID Mansion dropped.
Okay.
So it was funny, but they're, like, what is it? They're, like, amateur songs or whatever. It was pretty funny.
Was it on, like, SoundCloud or some shit?
It was either SoundCloud or YouTube.
We'll find out right now. COVID-19.
Like, first COVID-19 song. Like,
shit, you're going to have to fucking... That's
hip-hop.
Gotta go down the whole 2019 catalog.
2019, yeah.
No, it's pretty.
It says there were no coronavirus song until Cardi B and I Marquise coronavirus song in 2020.
Yeah, that one.
Is that what you're talking about?
Wait, bullshit. Bullshit. I call bullshit.
GMAC Cash, coronavirus 2020. Anderson Peak, lockdown 2020. Turbo Gunna, Young Thug. Benny the Butcher, but they shit on Hobson anyway. Like,
absolutely.
The fact he's not even on here tells me that they're just ignoring.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, it's just kind of like one of those, like,
everybody listen to fucking Hobson more.
Unheard legends, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm liking, like, that they do have, like, different streaming services and everything like that.
That's facts.
So just in case they do pull that bullshit or whatever, that you can, like, unveil it now.
Exactly.
You know?
What is your favorite streaming service, Gage?
Yeah, what is your favorite streaming service?
For music.
For music.
For your own shit. For your own shit. To put your shit out.
Spotify.
Yeah, dude.
Absolutely Spotify.
Yeah, that's always a go-to, for real.
Apple Music second, but, like, Apple Music... So have you guys seen what they fucking do on, like, iPhones and shit?
Yeah, bro.
So with the fucking market, right? If you get like a fucking subscription and you try to, like, decline that subscription or cancel that subscription, but the pay already went through, if you don't fucking pay it, you don't get to download no more apps, update anything,
that's
anything.
Crazy.
Yeah, if you don't go and if you don't let them update, like, fucking, I got just this little rinky. I don't even have service on that bitch, bro, and they make me fucking update it like every 3 months.
Yeah,
if I don't, they'll take away all my shit. You
so
know what I'm
fucking
that's
I
crazy.
Had I had CapCut on my iPhone 16.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I was gonna fucking pay it, and then out of fucking nowhere, it didn't take the pay. I was like, all right, let me go figure out what the fuck's going on. And I thought about it. I was like, ah, fuck it. I'll just get it on a different phone.
Yeah.
So I tried to update some apps on my iPhone 16, and it just keeps fucking going me back to the banking and fucking put your card in and pay all this shit, which now apparently I owe them $120.
Jesus Christ.
So,
hey, I'm glad I got this Motorola.
Christ, man.
Bro, at this fucking point, fuck it. I have a piece of shit $50 fucking Samsung in my pocket.
Hey, for real. Hey, like, for real, look, this Motorola, like, Razor, for real, is, like, not even that much. It was, like, a quarter of the price of that, like, iPhones that they're charging. And, like, you could do as much shit as you can do as on any iPhone. It just depends on the camera quality, you know?
Exactly.
I like iPhones for, like, the camera, the video, the editing, all that other shit. But Apple, fix your fucking market. Like, that is the dumbest shit on the fucking planet.
Apple.
Fix that market,
I should be
Apple.
Able to do whatever the fuck
was
I want.
It was Steve Jobs.
It was Steve Jobs.
Fix that market, Apple.
So, yeah, we were talking about the artists, though, right?
Yeah, who
honorable honorable mention, of course. I feel like this is just fucking hearsay, but Eminem.
Of course. But, I mean, like, dude, I hate to even say the, like, I like his lyrics. I like his style. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like the Shock Factor thing got really old. And, like, he's kind of cornered, painted himself into a corner now. Because even as, like, an older guy, you can tell he's like, I don't want to rap like this anymore.
No, okay, so with the fucking Eminem shit, I'm sorry. You got to face facts when facts are facing you.
Hell yeah.
And that is, that motherfucker can rap.
Yeah,
the syllables, exactly. The
that's
twists, the
that's
fucking
his
metaphors.
Style, his style is unmatched, brother. For real.
Yeah,
you want him to go back to that old shit, right? All right, cool. Who gives a fuck? Go listen to the old shit then.
Yeah.
But the new shit, I don't even know what the fuck to call it, but a goddamn word maze. Because all of it makes sense. But it's like, where the fuck did you get that thought process?
I think it's because now it's in a time where, like, I swear to God, when we were first rapping, dude, it felt like everyone was going to go into this, like, literary fucking lyrical genre. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I remember that. Remember when we were talking about that on the last podcast?
Yeah, dude. And now, like, it's like, now you're as popular as you can be because you're as stupid as you can be. You get
exactly
what I'm saying? It's fucking, I hate it, bro. But, like, you're not wrong, dude. Exactly. Sorry to cut you off. Keep
no,
going.
You're good.
Keep going.
No, so absolutely, Eminem is I think the fucking top tier, but
okay.
I will say that my favorite rapper is not him.
Okay.
And
who is your favorite rapper?
I get that.
Chris Webby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's dope.
Webby.
Yeah, shout out Chris Webby. Shout out Eminem on this, but shout out Chris Webby, though, like, for real, because he's got a different type of style.
That motherfucker is so goddamn nasty. That fucking raw thought shit, hard. But if you want to go to an album about, I think it was like 2 years ago, it was called Explicit or something like that, where literally this man starts the verse off by doing a line of coke off of a fucking table.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
like, straight up the most raw shit. He got fucking, I'm white, you're white.
Of course.
White. So
then there's a lot of white rappers.
There is, right?
That's what
it's
they
crazy.
Fucking tell me.
I get put in that
white gingerbread rapper.
I watched
gingerbread man.
I watched your fucking video just about a couple days ago like yesterday or something. It was on Utah Doesn't Exist where you were doing your interview.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I heard that and I was like, I actually came in here. If you weren't here, I was actually going to stay away from that subject.
Oh, it's okay.
Because it's already been
that.
Tapped in. It's already been talked to. It is what it is.
But it's fucking what it is.
But
man,
but
you know.
I am who I fucking am.
I
you can't
you,
get rid of that.
You can't take that away from you. You know what I mean?
No. All right. So besides that, I got a random question for this segment.
Okay.
Besides Chris Webby, how many other rappers do you know that have done coke?
I'm one.
Me too. Yeah.
Oh shit!
I meant two.
You mean besides us or what the fuck?
Everyone in this
room.
Why
does it have to be us?
If we're talking like rappers,
I'm talking about like national or whatever.
Fuck, dude. There's thousands.
Thousands, bro.
Thousands.
Well, look, when did you first start rapping, Gage?
8 years old.
8 years old. When was that when you first recorded your first song?
No, that was actually, so my dad was in the studio down in Salt Lake City, actually, at the what is that fucking place?
Hold on. Which studio are you talking about?
It's the one in the coffee store.
In a coffee store.
Like, it was literally in the back of the coffee store.
Oh, maybe you're talking about, like, on State Street in Salt Lake? Okay, it was probably, like, where, like Lamb's old studio was. Like,
was it Up Rock? That's where he was.
Up Rock!
Yeah, that's where fucking, I was going to say, that's where I knew him from was Up Rock.
So, I got out of the studio with my dad when I was 8 years old. Yeah. And on the ride there, I was thinking about it. and I didn't want to say anything. So I told my dad out of fucking straight shaking nervousness that I wanted to be a rapper. And he looked at me very weird and then said, well, it starts now. And I said, what? And he said, well, you got to learn to write. You got to learn to fucking put syllables together. You got to learn metaphors, similes, adjectives, fucking acronyms, all types of fucking
shit.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And you also got to learn how to count to a beat.
So
if you ever
have the science behind the music.
Yeah, and each word has syllables. And so those have to match with the BPM.
Exactly.
And so the first thing that my dad would have me do is he would have me listen to weird R&B and like Michael Jackson.
to learn the fucking BPMs,
yep.
Bro.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
He literally said anytime that you hear a fucking kick, you just snap and you snap and you snap. And you snap, and then you count it out: 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And that's usually like it's usually a weird thing about like metronomes like that,
mm-hmm.
because I actually took a worldly music class, and it showed like different like BPMs to follow that, and like that's like usually considered like just like a classic rhythm. Is the four count on
yeah,
the BPM.
It's all math, bro. It's all by twos, fours, and eights, and sixes. So what I've noticed about your shit is you understand shit that nobody else does with that, because I've listened to your shit a dozen times, bro, and I'm like, this guy knows what the fuck he's doing. Because like you just described, like, you have to know that the syllables, you can't, even if you figure out the multi-syllable bar scheme, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You still got to know the fucking, where the BPMs are to fucking place that shit properly. You get what I mean? And I've noticed that you got that, bro. Like, you're working on it still, don't get me wrong, but you're fucking amazing at it. I'm like, that guy knows what the fuck he's doing. If you stay at that, that's what you'll fucking succeed at. I promise, bro.
I appreciate it. And for the real. Funny thing is about that is I did the counting for so many fucking years.
Yeah.
Right? So many years that I now can't record with a fucking metronome in the back.
Yeah.
Like, you put that shit in my headphones and now you just fucked me.
That's all you'll say.
Yeah, exactly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I now have a fucking internal metronome.
Yeah.
So when, like, I'm writing a song or something like that, I know this is kind of off topic, but when I'm writing a song, I actually will write first. Don't even think about the beat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Write fucking first.
That's what I recommend, dude.
And then I will go and listen to the beat and play my words over the top of it, like rap it for so many fucking times. So then I'll take pieces of it and I'll play Jenga. And we'll stack them bitches.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
We'll see which ones fit,
where
which ones don't.
It's the mathematic wordplay.
Exactly.
Yep.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's fucking awesome.
Thank you.
No, dude. So, like, what's dope about that is, like, I used to think that I was like, oh, I figured out some fucking code. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I took a fucking college course on fucking just music for beginners, and that's, like, the first thing they teach
you. That's the first thing they teach you.
Yep.
I was like, I'm a fucking geode. Yeah, I don't know shit.
Yes.
You know? But, no, that's fucking amazing. When you figure it out on your own, though, that's the best way, you know what I mean?
It was crazy because my dad didn't teach me it.
Yeah,
like, he really didn't. He just taught me the counting.
Yeah.
I then learned how to, like, rap, you know, bust freestyle. But fucking, so when it came down to it, I showed my dad a song and he was like, you wrote that at,
like,
8 years old?
Yeah,
you wrote that? And I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, bet, we're going to a cypher. And I said, what? Didn't know what the fuck a cypher was.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So there was this big ass cypher going down by Comic-Con at the library.
At the drum circle and shit?
Yeah.
At the drum circle.
So I was the only fucking child there.
That's dope, bro.
Nice.
So everybody goes down to the circle and shit, and my dad forces me to get the fuck up. I was super nervous, shaking, didn't want to do it. He forces me to get the fuck up. He said he will beat my ass the exact words my father said. So I got up there and I did it, and I actually won at 8 years old. I'm 90% sure it was abso-fucking-lutely rigged. Like, they were all like, he's a, like, I got a trophy.
That's
and
gangster, though.
Yeah, bro. It was cool.
That's dope.
So
that's
sick, fucking, though. Back to that Hobson thing, though.
That day
is when I actually got to meet Hobson. And Hobson handed my father his mixtape.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's fire.
That's gangster, dude.
Yeah, the fucking Gazing at the Moonlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
He got the fucking paper copy.
Dude, we fucking we were handing out fucking CDs at summer jams outside, just standing in line. We couldn't afford to fucking get in.
So you're just pushing
and
out CDs.
Yeah, and like fucking a van pulls up, and it was we didn't know it at the time, but it was Tech N9ne and fucking his boys and shit. And like,
oh, that's dope.
We gave him our CD. He gave us his CD. It was like Angelic, but the old version of Angelic.
Ooh,
yeah, there was only like fucking like six songs on it, dude. It was dope. Yeah, as fuck. It was hard as shit. I was like, oh
that's
damn.
Sick. Now and that's pretty nostalgic.
Everybody
kind of
knew who he was right then, and like, but it was fucking dope still. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's crazy
because
my dad has the same thing too.
That's fucking
like,
gangster.
He was on the fucking tour bus or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's hard as fuck, Doug, for real.
Yeah, it's crazy like what history of hip hop, like, you know what I mean, goes all the way back.
It is.
Like, it's a trip to me that like we used to bring out Jelly Roll on tour all the fucking time. Like now he's huge. We brought out like Tom McDonald back in the day, and now
he's
fucking
huge.
Yeah. We brought out fucking Chris Calico back in the day. And then they blew up. Dude, fucking Mayday, everybody.
Everybody
fucking love Mayday. Mayday is amazing.
Yeah, fuck yeah, shout out.
Yeah,
shout out
Mayday.
Shout out
Mayday coming to Salt Lake.
You say what?
Mayday is coming to Salt Lake.
Oh fuck, when?
Oh nice.
Fucking, they posted something on their TikTok about it.
Oh shit!
I think
it
was like the 28th.
Let me see.
Next month.
Fuck yeah, that'd be dope, bro. We fucking brought him out. I don't know. I don't want to say it was the first one, but it was for oh god, retro futurism, future retro. What the fuck is it called?
There are so many good fucking artists in Utah that don't even get recognized. It's ridiculous.
Hey, all right. So this is the next question. What do you think that the issue is of pushing the music, or why is it like competitive or like difficult of being like competitive or productive in this music nowadays?
You know, I wish I had the fucking answer. But I did come up with a conclusion. I think it comes with greed. Everybody sees music as a way out instead of seeing it as a way in.
Yeah.
Does that
That's
make sense?
Good, yeah, I get you, bro. That's actually, I like that. Everybody looks at music as
that.
A way out, not a way in. That's,
yeah.
Because they're so focused on trying to get out of here and like do the most for themselves instead
exactly.
of trying to bring everybody together.
And they're just trying to rap song after song after song after song and
but they keep
to do it.
A lot of rappers, especially like, okay, so story time. With that question is very interesting because I've worked with quite a few artists at a very young age, and they would pay me to be on their song.
Hell yeah.
And when
dope.
The song comes out, my verse wasn't on
artist.
It.
Oh, really?
My verse wasn't on it.
They paid you for it and then didn't put your fucking verse on it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that about, dude?
Fucking, I actually talked to my father about it a little bit, and we came up to the conclusion with it's that that fucking, that vibrato. That thing about like, oh, I don't want to be outshined. I want to be the best. I got to be the best. Everybody needs to see me as the best. Even if your music is fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
You still want to be put as the best.
Yeah.
So when you pay an artist like Sammy Otto, Obie Taylor, fucking all these other motherfuckers that are actually good, they don't want you to be on it because they know that they will be looking for you instead of them.
Yeah.
But without realizing it, what they do is they fuck themselves. They take it and they say, oh, I have to be the best. But if you're seen with the best, motherfucker, you are the best.
Well, that's true. You got to pay homage into it, especially people that like kind of like paved ways or like had their own waves going on and everything from, you know, generations or decades
exactly.
before.
Exactly. And there's a thing about when you get on a song, and I'll admit I'm absolutely this way, and I will never fucking change, and I think everybody should do it. Whenever you're with a group of artists and you guys are going to get on a song together, you need to push each other to be the best that you possibly can fucking be.
Yeah.
You want to outwrite this person. You want to outrap this person. You want to do everything that you possibly can to stand out. But that should not discourage you as a fucking artist.
Absolutely.
That should make you want to work harder. If I drop a verse and you go, damn, that shit was hard. That shit blew my shit out of the fucking water. Then you need to look at yourself and go, okay,
I got to come.
I can do better.
I need to hop on that another song.
I got
to
get this guy to teach me some shit. You know what I'm saying, Peru? So we got 5 minutes left, brother.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. Where can everybody find your shit? Shout it out.
Spotify, Apple, any fucking where. I'm on TikTok, Gage Caliber. I'm also on Instagram, Gage Caliber. I'm the only motherfucker that got it, so it isn't very hard to find me.
That is dope, actually. yeah.
Like, you can't fucking miss it.
Sammy Otto and Gage Caliber. It goes together like fucking...
That's weird. Yeah.
Peanut butter and fucking jelly, bro. That's crazy.
And I want to let you know that we're going to do a remix or whatever on that song from that past contest, and then there's going to be more contests and more, like, events coming up here soon. Oh, and that Mayday show is also October 16th of 2020.
Sick. October
16th. Damn. Union there you go. Event okay, Center. Yeah, bro.
And there is one thing I wanted to say about challenges, if I may.
Yeah, absolutely.
No disrespect to you.
Go ahead.
At all. I will no longer be doing challenges.
I feel you.
And the reason why is if you look at the amount of people that go to your videos and everything like that, it's so little for somebody that's already built a fan base. Yeah. And while you're still trying to get up there, but then you got other motherfuckers telling you, oh, you're great, you're amazing, blah, 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 when even that doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
You got the judges, right? Yeah. So somebody tells you, oh, we really fucked with your shit, the judges liked you, we want to have you, but doesn't fucking choose you. Why?
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me four because fucking
you're
times.
Because you're not the popular vote.
Exactly.
That's exactly so what it is.
Yep, for, yep. For,
I get it. I get it, man.
For now, I'm no longer going to be doing challenges.
I feel that.
I am going to be dropping a fucking album, though.
That's good.
When is that shit coming
yeah,
out?
Yeah, when is it coming yeah, out?
That comes out actually October 25th.
Fuck yeah.
Dog. Nice.
Right before fucking
what
right
is
after
it called?
Mayday, right before
and
fucking.
What streaming platforms is it going to be available on?
It's called Fatal Attraction, and it's going to be all over. Fuck everywhere.
Yeah. Nice.
You can find it on everything.
Fatal yeah. Attraction.
Fatal Attraction, October 25th.
Yep.
Fuck yeah, bro. Gage Caliber, thank you for coming, brother. We love to have
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's what's up, my guy.
You got you got an open invitation to come back any fucking time.
Always.
We'll start sharing your shit on Utah Doesn't Exist pages, brother. We got you for real. Thank you so much. One last thing you want to tell the people.
Everybody, never fucking get up. Give up, not get up.
Don't get up because I'll
don't
smash you, motherfucker.
Yes, don't get up because we're all sitting.
Nah, don't give up. It doesn't matter what anybody says. I've been told for fucking years that I wasn't worth it and it doesn't matter and like I'm never going to go anywhere. Well, fuck you, motherfuckers.
Hell
I'm
yeah,
still
brother.
Here.
See,
fuck
look
yeah,
where
yeah,
you're
brother.
At now.
Fuck yeah, brother. Gage Caliber on the way to the top. Thank
Gage
you for coming,
Caliber.
Brother. We love you, man. You got an open invitation to come back anytime. I am your Uncle Opie. I am a Mormon. I am on probation. My co-host, Sammy Otto, make some noise.
Yes, sir.
Gage Caliber, make some fucking noise.
Woo!
Love y'all for real. Come back every Monday night at 7 p.m. We are live on UtahMusicRadio.com. We're live on every single platform under Utah Doesn't Exist and Uncle Opie. La-da-da-da-da. We love y'all. Goodbye.
Yeah, have a good one.